let's remember Eisenhower and the freeway system. You know, what a difference that made. And then the investment in the railroads before that. It is what is good for quality of life as well as good for business. One of the good things that's happening with the new generation, a lot of them don't have cars. So they want to use mass transit, or they want to ride their bicycle, or there's more pedestrian traffic now. At least maybe they're realizing that infrastructure affects them directly, whereas in the past it was something that you just took for granted. We have town halls in my district. Right now there are several major infrastructure issues that I hear about from Las Vegas. We depend on bringing people and products into the district. So there's talk about how are you going to build infrastructure around the new stadium for the Raiders. We need some light rail traveling around the valley. The people of Las Vegas were willing to index the gas tax to support infrastructure. They say, why don't we do that for the federal gas tax? It hadn't been changed in how many years? Public input can make a big difference. That's one of the reasons I created that infrastructure caucus with Mr. Costello, so that we could try to harness some of that public sentiment, try to educate the public, try to remind our fellow members that you don't have to just be on the highway committee to be concerned about building infrastructure in your district. Plus, it's such a related thing to tourism. If you don't have good infrastructure, you can't maximize what your district might have to offer in terms of tourists, both getting them to your district and then moving them around in the district once they get there, and that's a big part of the economy in some areas as well.